Hey, little brother, could I talk to you for a minute? I was wondering if you could help me out with something. You know how they had that career fair at school last semester? Well, I took the career placement test, and the result said I'd be best suited to become a doctor. I know, it's weird, right? I always hated science classes, but now that I've read up on the training and the different specializations, I think I might actually want to go to medical school. The only thing I'm not really sure about is whether I would like examining a patient, so I thought maybe you could let me examine you, just to see if I actually like doing it. I thought we could make a game out of it, like when we used to play doctor when we were younger. Remember how Mom got so mad when she caught us? Well, she's still at work for a few more hours, so I don't think we need to worry about getting caught this time. Besides, it's not like we were doing anything wrong. Now that we're older and more mature, there's nothing wrong with me touching your body, right? Of course not. So, why don't we get started? I want to make this as realistic as possible, like a real doctor's appointment. So, I'm going to step into the hall for a moment and you strip down into your underwear, okay? I'll be right back. Are you ready for me to come back in? Good. You should also lay down on my bed. Let's pretend it's an exam table. All right, I'm going to start by listening to your heart and lungs. Look, I even found Grandpa's old stethoscope. Just breathe normally while I listen to your chest. Oops, oh, I'm sorry, that's cold, isn't it? Here, let me breathe on it to warm it up. Okay, let's try that again. Is that better? Good. Now, take in a few deep breaths. Your lungs sound clear and you have a strong heartbeat. Next, I'm going to test your reflexes. I'm just going to tap this spot here under your kneecap and it should make your lower leg kick out. Are you ready? Okay, first the left knee. Good. Okay, and now the right. Good. Your reflexes seem to be normal too. Let me think. What else can I do? Oh, yeah. Now I need to check the glands in your neck. I'm just going to feel this area here on the side of your throat. Yep, everything feels normal. You are an excellent patient, little brother. Oh. There's one more examination I need to make. I need to check you for hernias. Lift up your hips so I can slide down your underwear. Thanks. Now I'll just hold your testes and. What's the matter? You jumped again. Are my hands cold too? Oh, you've never had a girl touch your balls before, huh? Well, just try to relax, okay? This will only take a second. Okay, I'm gonna touch them again, so don't freak out this time, okay? Okay, now cough for me. Cough again. I don't feel any hernias. I think you're. What the? Why is your penis getting hard? It feels good when I touch your balls. Really? But I'm your sister. And this is a medical examination. Does this really make you horny? Is it because it just feels good having my warm fingers touching your balls, or do you actually like me, you know, like a girlfriend? Oh, little brother, that is so nice of you to say. You really think I'm one of the prettiest girls you know? You are such a sweetie. I'm so lucky to have you as my brother. No guy has ever said anything like that to me before. And I have to admit, I always thought you were pretty cute too. And seeing you here with your penis getting hard for me, it's so flattering. I could just kiss you right now. Would that be okay? Oops, you jumped again when I kissed you. Was that your first kiss? Wow, You really are a late bloomer, aren't you? Well, I'm glad I got to be your first. Do you want to try it again? Good, because I do too. You like this, don't you? I can feel your balls getting fuller. And it looks like your penis is really hard now. Kiss me again, but this time, open your mouth. I'm gonna use my tongue. It feels so natural to kiss you. I never thought I would like making out with my own brother so much. I know it's wrong, but it just feels so good. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Am I holding your balls too tight? You're squirming like crazy right now. No, it's your penis. Oh, have I made my little brother so hard that his little penis is starting to ache? I'm so sorry. Why don't you let me kiss it and make it all better? How is that? Does it feel any better now? No? Well, I'd better kiss it some more. Doctors are supposed to make their patients feel better after all. How does it feel when I lick your penis, little brother? Could you imagine how good it would feel if I slipped your sweet penis into my mouth and sucked on it? Would you like that? Do you want to see your penis disappear into your loving sister's mouth? Sure, I'll do it. I gave you your first kiss. Now I want to give you your first blowjob. I love you, little brother, and I want to make you feel good. I know just how horny you are, and I want to be here for you. I want to suck you gently so you can feel how much I love you. It feels so good to be here with you, to feel your penis getting harder in my mouth. I want to feel you come for me. I'm gonna suck you until you ejaculate your semen, and I'm gonna swallow it. Because I love you, and I wanna pleasure you. You are such a good boy. You helped me practice being a doctor. You told me how pretty I am. Now I'm gonna make you come. I know you want this. I know you wanna come for me. You're right on the edge now, aren't you? Are you ready, little brother? Come in your sister's mouth. I love you so much. Do you enjoy that, little brother? I did too. It makes me so happy to see you like this. You look so sweet and peaceful. You are an excellent patient for me. Maybe next time we play doctor, I'll let you examine me. But for now, I just want to kiss you again. I love you, little.